Hi, everyone, and welcome back to RussianPod101.com. This is Business Russian for Beginners, Season 1, Lesson 20, Asking for Directions at an Office Reception. John here.
Привет, I'm Karina.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask where the office is. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between a receptionist and Linda.
The speakers are strangers, therefore, they will speak formal Russian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Миссис Бейкер, проходите.
На каком этаже офис Елены?
Она ждет вас на третьем этаже.
А где лестница?
Вы можете воспользоваться лифтом прямо по коридору и налево.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Миссис Бейкер, проходите. На каком этаже офис Елены? Она ждет вас на третьем этаже. А где лестница? Вы можете воспользоваться лифтом прямо по коридору и налево.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Миссис Бейкер, проходите.
Миссис Бейкер, you can go ahead.
На каком этаже офис Елены?
What floor is Elena's office?
Она ждет вас на третьем этаже.
She's waiting for you on the third floor.
А где лестница?
Where are the stairs?
Вы можете воспользоваться лифтом прямо по коридору и налево.
You can use the elevator down the hall to the left. I guess it's Linda's first time at this office.
It appears that way. She needed directions to get to Elena's office at least.
And lucky Linda, she doesn't even have to use the stairs.
Elevators are common in multi-story office buildings in Russia.
That's good. How about other places, like shopping malls?
Yeah, you'll usually find them there too.
How are floors numbered in Russia? Is the floor on the same level as the ground, known as the first floor, zero, or the ground floor?
It's the first floor.
How are basement levels numbered?
They aren't very common, but if they exist, they will be B1.
Are any floors skipped due to superstition?
13 is seen as an unlucky number in Russia, but there is still a 13th floor.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
проходить.
To come through, to come in.
Проходить. Проходить.
Next we have
этаж.
Floor.
Этаж. Этаж.
Next we have
лестница.
Stairs.
Лестница. Лестница.
Next we have
лифт.
Elevator.
Лифт. Лифт.
Next we have
прямо.
Frankly, directly, straight.
Прямо. Прямо.
And last
налево.
To the left.
Налево. Налево.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase is
воспользоваться лифтом.
Meaning, to use the elevator. What can you tell us about this?
Let's break down the verb воспользоваться.
This means to use, in this sentence.
First is the prefix вос.
Meaning, to complete the action.
Then the verb пользовать.
To use. And finally,
the suffix ся. To do it by yourself.
So this verb is both reflexive and perfective.
You can use it with other nouns such as toilet and машина.
Toilet and car, respectively. Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say воспользуйтесь лифтом, чтобы подняться на пятый этаж.
Which means use the elevator to go to the fifth floor. Okay, what's the next word?
Прямо.
Meaning straight. What can you tell us about this word?
This can be used for three different things.
The first is the direction, straight.
The second means a true meaning.
So to say something straight or frankly.
Its third use is for sarcasm, like прямо герой.
What a hero. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say идите по этой улице прямо.
Which means go straight on this street. Okay, what's the next word?
Налево.
Meaning on or to the left. What can you tell us about this word?
This also has three meanings.
The first is again, direction.
The second is to do something illegally.
And the third is to cheat on, such as to cheat on one's wife.
Which is сходить налево.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say налево будет больница.
Which means there will be a hospital on the left. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about asking where the office is. Asking for directions is one of the most important things you can learn in any language, I think.
I think so too. It comes in handy in many situations, such as trying to find an office.
How do we ask a simple question like, what floor is it?
Какой это этаж?
How about, what floor is Elena's office?
На каком этаже офис Елены?
Of course, you can change the name for anyone there.
An even easier way of asking where someone or something is by using где.
This is the question word, where.
Just follow где with the name or a noun in dictionary form. Где Елена?
Where is Elena?
But be careful, we use где for location, but not direction.
In English, we can use where in a sentence like, where did she go?
In Russian, you would say, куда она пошла, which uses куда.
So there are two different wheres, one for location and one for direction.
You also have to use nouns differently depending on whether they are used for location or direction.
How do we use nouns when talking about location?
It needs to be in prepositional case, в офисе.
Which means, in the office. How's this case formed?
Add «е» to the masculine nouns and change the last letter into «е» or «и» in the feminine nouns. So all of them end in «е» or «и».
What about directions?
With directions, you use accusative case, в офис.
To the office.
In the accusative case, only feminine nouns change their endings into «у» or «ю».
Okay, thanks for the extra information.
What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Russian?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
Did you know that you could do that at RussianPod101.com? You can track your Russian progress with the dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
And watch your progress grow at RussianPod101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Пока.
Миссис Бейкер, проходите.
На каком этаже офис Елены?
Она ждет вас на третьем этаже.
А где лестница?
Вы можете воспользоваться лифтом прямо по коридору и налево.